Mr. President, it is time for your Apollo program. I will speak for all business owners, both small and large. What makes America truly great is its middle class. They are the engine that never stops. The number of days to stop the spread has done what wars, terrorist attacks, and financial meltdowns failed to do. The key was flipped to the off position. So here's my question. Prove to us that you cannot flip the binoculars around so the larger picture comes into view. Select two of the most promising existing time-honored therapy drugs. Tell every physician that it is at a presidential or state press conference to stop using the same talking points regarding the efficacy of those selected therapies. You know what they say. You stand next to them when they say it. Select pharmaceutical companies capable of producing those therapies in massive quantities to treat all COVID-19 sufferers. Rapid test anyone their family physician deems needs to be tested. If they test positive, they are put on the therapy drugs immediately. The demand for ICU beds and ventilators should plummet. Now, he's talking about hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak, azithromycin. Those are the two drugs. You need the manufacturer of that and then the Z-Pak guy on the stage. And then, you know, you can have Mrs. O'Connell. All our friends in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. Who is a good, reputable maker vitamin supplements that you guys trust? Might have a national footprint. You know, someone that can provide the zinc sulfate pills. Anyone. That guy will be on the stage. All right, Rusty says Nature Sunshine. Okay, I just needed a name. The Nature Sunshine CEO is up there. I want you to listen to these three guys. And here's Dr. Zelenko to explain the therapy. It's easy. You could do it at home, but don't. Go to your medical practitioner. Minister O'Connell, put the Abbott Laboratories little testing kit back up there because they've already got this thing to market. Abbott Labs has got a little 5-minute test that'll test you positive. If you got symptoms and you think you got COVID-19, you go to the ReadyMed, you go to Dr. Benny Boom Bops, your family physician. You said, hey, I got some symptoms and I need to come in. Okay, we'll come in through the back door and we'll come in through the front. You know, we got a little triage area there. Look, the ID now, COVID-19, for use under an emergency use authorization only. In other words, the patent's not out. It hasn't been approved and what have you here. Abbott Laboratories, right? You go in. The doctor can say, okay, we're going to give you this little test. Takes 5 minutes. And go sit in the waiting room. And then you can triage these people. Social distancing, clean hands, etc. Richard Barrett. Oh, there he is. Mr. Barrett, please. And then Barrett goes, yeah, what do you want? Your test, sir. It's positive. Oh, no. What? Just kidding. Can I get my three meds now for $20? Yes, sir. The two that you need a prescription for, we're going past the pharmacy. We already have them here. They have been paid for by the federal government. So go see the nurse. She is going to dispense your. Now, remember, follow what it says on the package for 5 days, and your symptoms will go away, and you won't have to come back. If for some reason your symptoms persist, then you may have something else. Then make an appointment for the front of the office. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Barrett, you're not getting out of work because you got some stupid COVID-19 going on, bro. Back to the Apollo moonshot for COVID-19. So that's what my friend just described. This is managed at the family practitioner level, Mr. President. It is a time-honored, non-collectivist idea. It's called subsidiarity. And the major feature of subsidiarity is decisions are made at the local level. Time for your moonshot, Mr. President. A friend of mine that wrote this, why don't we just call it time for your Apollo project? The cost of this means nothing. A few billion dollars is insignificant. In the time it took to write this, a billion or two already evaporated in people's wages. The United States is capable of doing two things at once. We fought World War II in the Pacific and European theaters. We can make millions of doses of therapy drugs while we flatten Dr. Fauci's curve. Americans want to work. Pharmaceutical companies employ Americans. Prove to us it will not work. The only way for anyone to prove it will not work is if it is tried and it fails. Prove it! Maybe we have been looking to the wrong end of our binoculars. Sincerely, all American employers. I like it. Comments? 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. Email kingdude@mikechurch.com. Chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. If you're listening on the Crusade Channel and the free preview button because you're not a Founders Pass member, then we are an employer and we're also for profit. And we need your donations and your purchases and your memberships. Not everyone's out of work. If you're one of the, not everyone doesn't have an emergency plan. If you're one of those few and you're listening, please join us. All of us here, Mike, Maggie, Stacy, Richard, Justin, David, brother, Aaron, Joe and Joe, Fiorella, Jim, deep voice announcer guy, Beverly. I'm just giving you the names of all the people that are tied to this. There's a couple of more. We all want to remain working at the vocation we love here on the Crusade Channel. We can't do it if you don't become members, shop in our store, or make crowdfunding donations. And so we ask you to do the simple thing. One of those three. Will you consider it? To make a donation, easy to do. Piece of cake. All you got to do is go to the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. Click that little icon in the bottom right-hand corner of the message bar. And then in $5 or more, make a donation. First guy that does it kicks it off, and then people follow suit. And if you want to become a member, we want you to become a member. We'll even give you 30 days free. Here's how you do it. Go to crusadechannel.com/chat. Go. crusadechannel.com/go. Now let me go to the telephones. Here's Dr. Tom in Arkansas. First up here today at 844-527-8723 on the Crusade Channel. Fact over fear, your news talk, and common sense, and return to work leader. Hey, Dr. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Mike. Praying for the salvation of this nation through the intercession of the Blessed Mother, of course.
We need it. We need it. Yeah. We need her. We need Our Lady of the Americas. We need her. We need Our Lady of Fatima. We need Our Lady of Guadalupe. We need them all.
Yeah, we sure do. I found a little video at a website called Nerdist, NERDIST.com. Which gives a good explanation of how the virus infects cells. It infects the epithelial lining of the lungs.
That's it!
Epithelial, yeah, epithelial lining is basically, well, your skin is epithelial cells. Those are outside epithelial cells. But every organ, at least that, you know, has epithelial cells. So it infects those cells by attaching to, I think what they call is an AE2 receptor, and then basically, viruses can't live on their own. They have to go inside of a cell, and they're like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. They take over the cell, and then it reproduces. but it has a good explanation of it. This is and I'm interested. I wish I could be able to see or hear Dr. Shiva real time, but I'm probably going to be doing a procedure at that time. But I did, I called him about a week and a half ago, and he called me back. He gives his cell phone number out.
He sure does.
This is what I texted him this morning, and I'm sure he's super busy. And it basically says, Pruden Systems Health Practices in Ancient Eastern People teaches us that indiscriminate quarantining leads to increased disease, death, suffering, and chaos in a society, whether it's a tribe, community, or population. And then prudent protection of the weak in society, which are the older people, supporting the immune system, and freedom of association and movement leads to community immunity and a healthy functioning society. I just don't know about this social distancing. Certainly you practice good hygiene, but those that are healthy, the way you get immunity and naturally in a community is for people to be exposed to things and make antibodies. So, you know, maybe from now on, we're going to be doing elbow bumps, but I don't believe separating people, social distancing forever is good for society. So that's what I think.
Okay, give me your physician tested. Give me your physician tested thoughts on Dr. Zelenko and his three compounds to treat the symptoms of COVID-19 coronavirus.
Okay, hydroxychloroquine is used for autoimmune problems. It's also used for malaria. And, you know, azithromycin is antimicrobial, works against bacteria, especially against certain types of atypical bacteria. And then, you know, zinc is important. I haven't studied enough. This is exactly the stuff that basically Dr. Shiva does with his cytosol.
Okay.
So it'd be a good question to ask, you know, how do they work? And he'll go into the mechanics of how cells are infected, how vitamin A works, how vitamin D works, and vitamin C. Basically, vitamin A supports the structure of your cells, so they're strong. Vitamin D is basically bullets that kill, you know, invader, and vitamin C is an antioxidant. Like I said, he's smart as anything. And I have an undergraduate mechanical engineering before I went to medical school, so when he talks systems health, I said, oh, my gosh, this guy's got the key to whole body or whole system medicine. Western medicine divides the body up into components, whereas systems health looks at the whole system and how everything's interconnected. There are so many feedback loops going on in the body that are happening, even from the gut to the brain, you know, more so than what we thought in the past. And that's why systems approach is 21st century. And you don't have to test on animals, and you don't have to vaccinate the crap out of people. You know, it's prevention. It's you are what you eat. And I believe.
Hey, Dr. Tom, Bill Sardi points out that, and he's not an anti-vaxxer completely, but he points out that any vaccine that Fauci comes up with, even though it'll go through clinical trials and it'll pass, he says that there could be a 12-15% mortality rate for older people after the fact because it weakens another part of their immune system and then they get something else.
Yeah, that's right. And Dr. Shiva will also talk about how Ted Kennedy back in the 80s passed a law to protect the big pharma from lawsuits from the vaccine, you know, from people that were hurt by vaccines, and he limited the reward to $250,000. Whereas medications, if you're hurt by a medication, you can sue for whatever, you know, big pharma. So vaccines are where all the money is, and it's part of the UN 2030 development goals. Dr. Shiva goes through this, and but yeah, I just think, you know, the more I kind of look at it, I don't take the influenza vaccine anymore. You know, I try to take care of myself. And,
the other question that I'm going to, and I'll ask Dr. Shiva this too. Who is giving this mitigation strategy to the White House? This is madness. They went from 15 days to end to mitigate or whatever they called it to now 45 days. And then yesterday the president went, well, that may not even be long enough. Who in the hell is telling him that this mitigation strategy has ever worked anywhere in the history of the world?
Well, I know that, you know, I knew Fauci was, you know, deep state all the way. He's a big Hillary Clinton and Zuckerberg and, you know, Bill Gates guy and Big Pharma. He's the Big Pharma. He's Emperor Fauci, as Shiva calls him. And then Birx, I had a little question for a little while, but now I'm sure she's deep state. And then, I don't know, unless it's Mike Pence convincing him that Big Pharma has got the answers, that would my thoughts. But I think Trump's got something. I'm hoping and praying that the Blessed Mother and, you know, reaches him and tells him this is just going to destroy, you know, freedom.
Well, and, you know, there's several right-wing bloggers out there that count themselves as influencers are out there writing that, it's a good thing the president went all in on the 30 day to mitigate, because that's his reelection. If he doesn't do that, he loses in November. Let me tell you something. If he does do that, we all lose, and it won't take to November, you idiot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I wanted to mention one person that that I've kind of looked at, and Benedict the 16th made a doctor of the church, is Hildegard of Bingen. And she was back in the 1100s, and she was a systems medicine woman. She was a polymath. She counseled kings and dukes and things like that. So this systems approach is the approach of the 21st century, and I'm hoping Dr. Shiva can have influence on this whole situation.
Well, hey, all of you will get to hear from Dr. Shiva himself. It is scheduled and ready to rock and roll at promptly around 9 a.m. this morning. We will talk to Dr. Shiva, and I know I'm looking forward to it, and I've watched several videos with Dr. Shiva. By the by, you're a mechanical engineer, so you appreciate this. Dr. Shiva invented email.
Yeah, I listened to his story, and it's been very impressive, and like I said, his approach is so excellent. In medical school, he's exactly right. They teach, it's Big Pharma that controls medical education.
Right.
You get your basic sciences. Everybody struggles through those, or maybe a lot of the what we call gunners do excellent at them. They do, you know, but then you go to pathology, which is diseases, and then pharmacology. From there on out, it's pathology and pharmacology, and it's peddling drugs. And we don't spend hardly any time on nutrition. So that is a huge problem, and that's how doctors are basically brainwashed.
Well, Dr. Tom, thank you very much. I'm glad you got to talk to Dr. Shiva. I will mention that you did. Cindy in Florida also talked to Dr. Shiva, so that means two members of the listening audience. So I'm actually behind the curve on this one. So I'll get to talk to him in about an hour and 15 minutes. Thanks for your wisdom and your knowledge again, Dr. Tom. Appreciate you.
Okay, take care.
All right, brother. You know, he's going to get back to treating people, actually. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing, always on air, always online, crusadechannel.com. Don't see anyone volunteering to be the first guy or gal to put the donation up today. The crowdfunding donation in crusadechannel.com/chat, the chat room. Who else is going to bat for you guys, staying up late, working overtime to get you guests like Thomas Massey, Dr. Shiva, we're out to Dr. Zelenko, and many others that will come our way. All you get on the nets, and that includes your precious FAUX fake Fox News, if you're out there watching this tripe, all you get is the usual suspects every day, droning on endlessly about, go inside, obey your federal leaders, and don't go outside, do what the mitigation strategies tell you to do. No. No, I won't. Like I've been saying, there needs to be a revolt. The governors need to feel the heat. And they need to feel it from people, especially if they ever got to run for re-election. They need to feel it from people that are going to fund their campaigns and are going to vote for them. Because that's the only thing they understand. They do not understand any other metric. It's all they understand. Here on a Wisdom Wednesday, we have a strategy. Comes to us from Dr. Zelenko. And I'm sure doctors Shiva has other similarly inexpensive immune system, simple compound treatment strategies that can be duplicated all across the United States. We need to end this mitigation madness. We all need to be anti-mit. You know, I hope they give us a name. We need to have a name. Anti-mits or something like that. I'm an Are you an anti-mit? Sure am. You're going to get my grandma killed. I'm going to save 10 of your grandkids. And if your grandma dies, maybe she was going to die anyway. Maybe she died of a comorbidity. Well, what about your grandchildren? Mrs. O'Connell points something out the other day that on her Twitter, put the tweet in the chat room about the people in New Orleans, the black people in New Orleans, they're like, baby gonna get his funeral. I'm doing my second line. I don't care if the mayor don't like it or not. Your stupid virus and your stupid your ridiculous reaction to it is not gonna take me away from grieving for my baby. My baby's dead, okay? And didn't die of your stupid virus. So me and my homes, we're having us a second line. You know that they thanks to Adam in Chicago for breaking the gree-gree on donations. Somebody called the cops on these people who were having a second line to bury their child. Cops showed up going like, I will take you to jail. I will throw you in jail if you don't disperse and go home.
So it started off as about like 40 people, just, you know, family members or whatever. Well, when the neighborhood heard the second line band, they started coming out of their homes and started joining the fun, right? Well, that's when it got out of control.
Well, out of control by madness in New Orleans, John Bel Edwards measures here. I want to spend remaining moments of this segment talking about by the by, may I also call out to, look, I'm a Catholic, but I recognize this guy. May I also call out to hero of the day, the Reverend Tony Spell of Life Tabernacle Church in Baton Rouge, told Governor Bel Edwards, F*** you. My people need some Jesus. We don't care about your stupid virus and your stupid mitigation strategy. We're going to have a church service. And then the cops show up and they go like, you do this again, we'll fine you. The guy goes, okay, write it down. Next Sunday, I'm going to do it again. We'll take you to jail. I'm going to revoke your charter. Reverend Spell said, hey, man, do what you got to do, bro. Central Police Chief Roger Corcoran said he will be held responsible for his reckless and irresponsible decisions that endangered the health of his congregation and our community. And again, there is no such thing as religious, spiritual health. The only health that matters is now the health of our bodies. Note that the people that have been preaching to us that we must all consume, now are telling us that we are not allowed to consume. This is war. They're waging war on us. The middle class has a war being waged on it. Are we going to fight back? Why are your friends and family sheepling together? You know why? Because they have no critical thinking skills and they do what the state tells them because they're useful idiots. All you can do is pray for them, but you need to try to communicate to them. They're not going to have a way of life at all to go back to. And guess what? Being deprived of community, you're also deprived of immunity. Much of the hype surrounding this ordeal, writes Gary Barnett, has been refuted. And those responsible for making magnificent and unsubstantiated death claims early on have not only backed off, but have ratcheted down their initial warnings exponentially. By the by, Dr. Anthony Fardy said, we were going to have between 2.5 million and 4 million dead if we didn't do exactly what he said. after we mitigated for 15 days in place. And Trump said, all right, did you 15 days? They went, that didn't work. It only kind of worked. You're still going to have 100,000 to 250,000 bodies piling up in pyramids. So it didn't work. So we're going to have to give it another 30. I'd like to know, how does it go from 15 days to then 45 days, an extension of 30 days? Because Farty, Fauci, Fakey, Fraudy is giving Trump advice. And Trump is listening to it. This was done quietly and without fanfare, of course, unlike their mass fear-mongering. But nonetheless, their claims were patently false. This is why the continued tyranny due to this hype is so ridiculous, as the false basis for the initial fear has been exposed. But the political class and its media continue on as if their lies were not noticed. In other words, the biggest fraud in history is happening right in front of our eyes. Why are Fauci and Burks even allowed on a stage with the president of the United States? Hell, why is Pence still the head of the COVID virus task force? Didn't they present to us, we could beat this thing, we're going to contain it, in the early days? Now they're holding it over our heads, these maps that show an entire red continent. The salacious headlines continue and read as if Armageddon is already here. But by some legitimate estimates, the actual numbers being reported of death due to this virus could be 10 times too high. By the by, Swiss propaganda research doctor, every single day, makes a list of all the people, all those that do stats and epidemiology and study disease and this and that and the other. He's adding to his list of fake, 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 fake. As a matter of fact, there's a site out there, off-guardian.org. Here's the headline. COVID-19 yet to impact Europe's overall mortality. This is from Monday. Off-guardian.org. OFF-guardian.org. The official figures for 24 countries across Europe show not only that overall mortality is not increasing, but so far, it is actually well below recent averages. Then they give you maps. The statistics were gathered by the European Monitoring of Excess Mortality for Public Health Action. That's EuroMOMO. An international partnership of agencies from 24 European nations aiming to promote preparedness for public health emergencies. They track excess mortality, meaning the number of officially recorded deaths versus the average death rate. We recommend you check their website, where each country is broken down by age demographics. Today, we're focusing on their maps. Here is the map showing Europe's excess mortality for week 12 of 2020, 19th to 25th through March. All right, there's two countries that have very high rates, over and above normal. Italy and Malta. Now, next week, it's going to show Spain. Okay. Yeah, but you wait till Spain shows up. Okay. Here's the map of week 6 of 2019. Week 6, that means in February 2019. Above expected, high and very high. Portugal, Spain, France, Switzerland, Croatia, looks like Belgium and Denmark. How's that happen? And then they get the graph for 2018, and you could see it if you're on the site. Very high, and above average, There are 13 countries, including England. That's weeks 1 and 2 of 2018. And then they give week 2 of 2017. We're very high. A third of Europe is at very high in week 2 of 2017. And then they note, the whole of Western Europe experienced a huge spike in excess mortality from the flu, especially bad in all Mediterranean countries in 2017. Guess what? We didn't have a global lockdown in 2017. So what is going on here? Well, folks, the fix is in. Now, again, what's the solution, Mike? The solution is a national program to end the mitigation strategy. It's not going to work anyway. And then the implementation and distribution of the simple three-step regimen or others that could be developed and already have been developed that can treat the symptoms and get people, if they do get COVID-19, right back on their feet in 5 or 6 days. Simple as that. That's our plan. What do you think? Crusade Channel here on a Wisdom Wednesday.